Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, and every Wednesday at this time, we welcome the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, encompassing 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh, Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. We had a little bit of a scare this week. Obviously, been talking about the arson attack on our governor.
And I know you have been to that residence many times in your career, and here's just a snippet of what Josh Shapiro said.
We experienced an attack not just on our family, but on the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania here at the governor's residence.
And more details of the suspect, Cody Ballmer, 38-year-old Harrisburg residence, coming to light here in the last few days. But that said, you've been in that home, and it's partially public in a sense, where they entertain for meetings and whatnot, but it's not public access.
That's correct. And what surprised me, and probably a lot of people who have been to the governor's mansion, is the level of security. Even when you're in an invited guest, even when you're coming through, to get through gates, get through security is very, very tight. And it is it's a quasi-public area. The governor hosts many, many meetings and functions. When he gives his governor's address, that's probably the most times I've been there. When he gives his budget address, then he oftentimes has a reception right afterwards where he greets people from around the state. How that person got in over the fence, it's not a chain link fence that you would just climb over.
7-foot fence.
A wrought iron, very high security fence. Now in the back, I've always gone through the front way, so there could be sideways and bat ways that I'm not very familiar with, but it is just, thank goodness, first of all, that the governor and his family are okay. What a wonderful family they are. I've gotten to know the kids, his wife, Lori, just wonderful people. But that's unnerving. It's one thing for yourself as an elected official, and I certainly experienced nothing to that level, but when they go after your family, and when your family's in the line of fire, so to speak, too,
right,
that takes it to a whole different level.
And it's seemingly based on, at least in part, religion, too. So it goes much deeper than that. So, again, to your point, thank God the governor, his family, and his friends who were also staying overnight on a very special holiday are okay.
It is. And you know, we think obviously the governor and all the stuff he does publicly and, you know, legislation and initiatives and, you know, possible national run. But, you know, at first he's a father, he's a husband. And you're right, this very sacred time, he's spending a very religious time with his family and with close friends. And during that time, when you don't even think about the extra outside, you're the vulnerability has got to be very, very, very unsettling. Thank goodness he's okay.
And unfortunately, we've seen that no place is really safe in your neighborhood, Tree of Life. I mean, you experienced it firsthand when these kind of hate crimes take place.
Yeah, it really is. And it's not one party or another. I mean, we've obviously saw the attacks on candidate, now President Trump, right in our region up in Butler County. So, yes, it's with mental issues, which apparently this individual's dealing with, and other things that go on. It makes it very difficult for targeted. The CEO in New York City last year, so it's not just political figures. And then we had the shooting at a school in Dallas as well. So it's very, very unsettling.
On the other side, there are a lot of good news stories to bring as well. One of those is, just as a sidebar, the steelworkers and ATI coming to an agreement, important in the region, regardless of what we find out does or doesn't happen to U.S. Steel. There's still a lot of people that are employed in the steel industry here.
There are, and up, you know, we've obviously focused a lot of attention on U.S. Steel and Nippon and that potential arrangement that's going by. But ATI has been for years, the old Allegheny Ludlum and now ATI, up in the Allegheny Valley, up in the Leechburg and Vandergrift and Tarentum and Brackenridge areas. An awful lot of jobs. They did some major modernization about a decade or so ago to bring that steel mill and some of those factories, make them very competitive on a worldwide situation. And they're really a great, great company. but as you said, there was a lot of labor dispute that was going on, and we're glad to see they're making it.
Yeah, that always helps. And I know you watched some of it, the Masters. A tradition unlike any other. How about Rory McIlroy becoming one of only six golfers in history for the Grand Slam, and the drama that came at the end on that first playoff hole?
The drama around that whole thing was really something, where he looked like he was pulling away. It looked like it was over. And then on an easy shot, he hits it into the water.
You or I could have missed.
That's what it looked like. For the rest of us, it seemed like, oh, that's easy to do. But for someone of that nature, of that caliber, and then he starts pulling ahead again, and then he bogeys 18. It's just the whole thing, the way it came about, and winning on that playoff hand. But the one thing I really wanted to focus on, the cell phone.
Right.
I mean, right now, anytime you watch an event, everybody's pulling their phone up, taking camera pictures, whether it's a baseball game, a football game, basketball, whatever, that they don't allow cell phones, and it looked like an old-fashioned sporting event, which made you feel good in many ways.
Bob Pompeiani was talking about that, and he's in agreement with you and I on this. What a great way to enjoy this, because people couldn't keep track of all the scores. They had to look at the boards, you know, like the old school way,
right,
to find out who was winning, and added a level of drama and excitement in the moment.
It did. And you're seeing, I mean, stories about schools that are now banning cell phones because they've been so distractive to what the event would be, whether the event is learning or whether the event is a school event. You know, it really is. And Jason Mackey wrote a great story in today's Post-Gazette regarding just exactly that. And I thought he captured it very well.
More to come with Rich Fitzgerald. Want to talk about some other things, too. We have a show that's based in Pittsburgh. Now, it's not all shot here, but it is catching fire. You're hearing about The Pit. We'll talk about that and more coming up. The Odyssey app, take us with you wherever you go, AUDACY, and we'll keep you up to date with everything that's going on in and around town, like the 10-county area in the city of Pittsburgh, Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission Executive Director Rich Fitzgerald with us, and we're going to take you to Beaver County and the importance in the aviation industry of what's going on there, Rich.
It really is, and we talk a lot about the need for workforce development to train the next generation of workers. And Beaver County last week, at Beaver County Airport Authority, had a great event where they're expanding with CCBC, CCBC meaning Community College of Beaver County, a program to expand the training for air traffic controllers and pilots and other aviation experts. We know that industry is needed so far, and this isn't anything new for Beaver County. You probably can't find an airport in the country that hasn't had a Beaver County CCBC graduate part of it. And Dr. Roger Davis joins us, who's really been instrumental in doing some great work in, again, expanding this program needed for the industry and needed for our community, training the next generation of workers. Dr. Davis, welcome, and tell us a little bit about what went on Friday in this region.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you so much. You're everywhere. So Rich was there, and we got to do a groundbreaking on a $22 million new aviation building that will be placed right on the runway of Beaver Airport for our students. It is the first building, I believe, in the nation that will house an academic classrooms. It will have the airport terminal in the same building, and it will have a state-of-the-art tower.
Well, that's pretty impressive. Right here in Beaver County.
And the other thing, Dr. Davis, was mentioned, and it was obviously supported by the county commissioners who began the process, Commissioners Camp, Manning, and Amadeo. You had a lot of state leaders who were there, Senator Vogel, Representative Matzey, and others who were part of the program. So the partnership you brought together to make sure that this happens was so impressive. The young graduate who was just 2 years ago graduated from high school here in Beaver County, talking about how she didn't know what she was going to do, and now she has all these opportunities going through your program that's opened things up. I also was so impressed to know that you almost can't land in an airport in this country without having an air traffic controller that might have been taken you safely in there by a CCBC graduate.
That's right. Our air traffic controllers work all over the world. Just a few years ago, when the federal government called for air traffic controllers, 66 out of 88 came from CCBC. And so we believe we're the premier institution to teach that program. There is a air traffic control shortage, that we need about 14,000 air traffic controllers, and we know we also need about 600,000 pilots in the next 15 years. So we're slated to be the provider that can teach piloting, air traffic control, and aerospace management across America.
And when will this project be complete, Doctor?
This building is an 18-month build. They started, by the way, Rich.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yesterday, and so I'm very excited. By next fall, we should have a building up and students walking in a new facility.
And it's just as if for air traffic controllers as well. You talk about all the pilots that you've trained. Again, a shortage that the industry faces very severely over the last few years, with a lot of retirements and aging out in the industry.
That's right. We have 21 providers, so we teach the theory, but we have flight schools who teach the physical flying, and we have 21 flight providers across the East Coast right now. So we teach online piloting also. So again, we're the school. If you're looking for us, there's no place that's more affordable than CCBC to become a professional pilot or an air traffic controller.
Well, what you've been doing to, again, give young people opportunities. I know we had you on a number of months ago talking about manufacturing and what you've done with the cracker plant and that industry. And again, what you're doing in the airline industry is so important. And with Pittsburgh International Airport opening up the new terminal later this year, we see aviation having a great opportunity. And we want to see, obviously, young people that want to avail themselves to this opportunity having that chance, and you're providing it. So thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Thank you, Rich, always for supporting us. Thank you.
Dr. Roger Davis there in Beaver County. That is, I had no idea that they had that kind of reach and impact.
It's impressive. It really is. And what an impressive facility. It's got an airport museum that's attached to it. So it's just a great partnership that the Airport Authority in Beaver County with the Community College have just joined together and just provide these opportunities.
That said, airline fares, I understand, are starting to drop a little bit.
Well, we're starting to see some of the effects of, we'll call it, uncertainty. And one of the things, when people feel uncertainty, they start to pull back. And one of the first things that gets pulled back is leisure and travel.
Unfortunately, we've heard from Canada, air traffic from Canada for visitors here dropped 70%, at least temporarily.
70%?
70%.
Wow.
And, you know, that's a shocking number.
And we had seen the resurgence of the airline industry. Obviously, during COVID, things really went bad and needed some federal help. But we've seen that industry start to really come back. In fact, Pittsburgh International was setting records last summer in the travel season and was looking to do similar things this year. But I guess we'll see what remains to be, where it goes.
Hopefully, that is just a short turnaround. I'm sure, you know, that won't last. Meanwhile, we are going to talk about The Pit, which is a hit, a big hit.
The Pit, which isn't made in Pittsburgh.
No, but it's all about us. We'll talk about that in the producer, John Wells, coming up. And Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald. We continue our conversation every Wednesday in this hour. And Rich, this show called The Pit, I don't think anybody realized how successful it would be. It's one of the hot drama series. You know, people were enjoying the streaming and watching these episodes. Like, what you've heard of White Lotus was one. There's a bunch of them. But it's set in, it's Pittsburgh, but they came here to shoot the exteriors, they call it. But it's not actually shot here.
No, there was a little bit of Pittsburgh. And obviously, as you mentioned, they talk about it a lot. And, you know, look, we know our movie industry over the last couple of decades has really, so many productions have been made here. We talk about Mayor of Kingstown, which is shot here, and a lot of jobs, and they're here for months after months, but nobody knows that it's Pittsburgh. But this show is all about Pittsburgh, but it's shot somewhere else. So the jobs and the economic impact are happening elsewhere.
But there is a great Pittsburgh connection with the producer.
There is the story of John Wells, a CMU graduate, did not grow up in Pittsburgh, but came to CMU decades ago. Obviously very successful, made shows like ER, produced shows like ER and The West Wing, and now The Pit. And he's come back to CMU and have a program, to a master's program in the entertainment industry, in his role of giving back. So his memories and affection for Pittsburgh shows, and we see that happen all the time. We're talking about Gronk a little while ago, but these folks that come to Pittsburgh and then go on to national prominence, worldwide prominence, but still give back to this this region.
Yeah, so if you're looking to stream a show, try The Pit. Noah Wiley is the lead. He plays a physician, which he did back in the day on ER on NBC. So apparently I've had so many people. I haven't seen one, but it's on the list.
I have seen it, and people talk about it all the time. And because it's Allegheny General Hospital, which we all know is a great institution here, that's the emergency room that the drama happens every week or every so often is tremendous.
That said, you mentioned Rob Gronkowski, Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots, kind of a rock star in his world wherever he goes. But some people might not remember he played football his senior year at Woodland Hills, and he came and gave back recently.
He did, and he, you're right. He came to Woodland Hills as a senior, and I believe Woodland Hills might have won the WPIL that year. That's when they were really in their heyday, winning a lot of championships. Obviously went on to be a tremendous NHL career, teaming up with Tom Brady, winning a number of Super Bowls. And even in his post-career as on TV commercials and a worldwide kind of celebrity. And he came back, and along with Senator Jay Costa, they're investing in building the weight room for the students of Woodland Hills and in that community. So good for him, and good for his family that they're going to be doing that.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. And the fact that he has this connection with his family, people might not know G&G Fitness Equipment is his family.
Exactly. So they've been in him and his brothers and his father in that business, but to give back to Woodland Hills, and again him and Senator Costa, who's done so much for the folks in that school district, and it's good to see people give back and not forget where they came from.
That said, you had mentioned something about this, Rich, about the PRT developing in Dormont. People have heard about the challenges for the busing and the scheduling, and that's going through that process. But what they might not know is the land that surrounds the light rail.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Regional Transit. It's obviously in the news with the stories about the funding that is running out. The Act 89 that we got in place about a dozen years ago is running out, and you're hearing about Secretary Carroll talking about transit companies, transit authorities all over the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania who are running into fiscal difficulties. PRT, Pittsburgh Regional Transit, owns an awful lot of land along their fixed busways, the three busways that they have in the light rail system, and trying to develop with property developers that property to try to get some revenue and try to use other means of just raising fares or going to the state. So in Dormont, there's some really good opportunities. Dormont's become an up and rising community, one of those inner ring suburbs that are really taking off because of their proximity to the city of Pittsburgh, and there's good opportunities there.
How nice is it, I would think, because I'm from the north, but for those in Dormont, for instance, where you live there, you jump on the light rail, you're in the city in minutes, and it's so convenient that way. I could see, this land development being a big deal, and maybe providing them with some much needed funding too.
Absolutely. And you think about some of these South Hills communities that are located along the light rail system from Bethel Park, Mount Lebanon, city neighborhoods like Beachview, Dormont, that you're exactly right. Not having to worry about driving your car into town or even to Oakland when the BRT opens up, you will now have very good access to your place of work by the public transit system. So development could really take off. We saw that in South Hills Village a number of years ago, development that occurred. And I think, I give Catherine and her team a lot of credit as they're, thinking outside the box to try to, make sure transit is viable here in this region.
All right, we got a few more things to cover with Rich Fitzgerald here on the Big K Morning Show. One of those is, want to talk about Scott Blasey. The Clarks are so iconic. It's like Donnie Iris, the Clarks, two of the most iconic entertainers as a group in this region.
Coming back to your old neighborhood, your old stomping grounds of Mr. Smalls in
Mr.
Millville
Smalls.
This weekend. It should be impressive.
Details coming up on the Big K Morning Show with Rich Fitzgerald.
Suspected arsonist Cody Ballmer targeted the governor's home over what Josh Shapiro, quote, wants to do to the Palestinian people.
And I'm sure there'll be maybe additional charges as the days go by and we learn more about Cody Ballmer and they dig into his past.
They also say in this report from state police in the warrant that his Jewish faith, the governor's Jewish faith, was also a factor. Yesterday, tax deadline day, Larry, Keystone Collection Group's website had a message telling tax filers an unrecoverable error had occurred.
And you're wondering, because a lot of people wait to the last minute. What we say, Rich, we told our listeners yesterday, a third of all Americans procrastinate to the end, but the last day it can be as high as 1 in 4 people, and you hit the send button, you think you got it all buttoned up, and you get this unrecoverable error message. Unsettling.
You wonder what'll happen. You hit that send button and you think, okay, you're done. Just like in the old days when you'd go to the post office, you know, before midnight on April 15th, and
I'm good.
Yeah, everything. I'm good. I got it done. Okay.
So the question is, what happens? And we've tried to reach out to them, haven't been able to reach them yet.
Yeah, will there be penalties? Will there be those type of things? I guess we'll find out.
Well, gentlemen, it's a big issue because nearly a third of all the tax districts in the state use Keystone to collect local taxes.
Wow.
Sidney Crosby, how about this, voted the NHL Players Association the most complete player in the league, and that's not all.
Yeah, there's a whole list, and he's a multiple winner of this back-to-back, too, which means
6 straight years he's won it.
He said that's the most important because that's a team, you know, contribution. These are the players that are saying, hey, you're the guy.
What a treasure we have had and still continue to have with Sidney Crosby. I mean, I know Pittsburghers are going through a little tough sports environment right now, but to focus, you know, sometimes you focus on the fact that we have had year after year after year this great legendary player continue to do so, and kudos to him, and well deserved.
He has never let the fans down, and it's fan appreciation night tomorrow. That's the last game of the season for the Pens, and guess who's coming to town? Alexander Ovechkin.
Ooh.
I would imagine that'll be a special night for that reason, because of the battles those two have had, and Ovechkin beating Gretzky's all-time scoring record.
They really have, and we thought at a time that maybe that scoring record would be broken here as Ovechkin was
right,
coming down, but obviously he sped it up a little bit and did it a little bit ahead of time. But you're right, having those two legendary players who have both battled and both won Stanley Cups, and you know, that's two great Hall of Famers. People should appreciate that.
That's tomorrow night at PPG Paints.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.